The study looked at what are known as TIF districts. TIF, meaning tax incremental financing. The way these typically work is that cities and villages will borrow money to improve public roads or sewers in these districts. As these improvements lure businesses into the districts, their property taxes gradually pay back the bonds. The Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum found that the number of Wisconsin municipalities using TIFs has grown by 400% since 1990. Most of that increase has come in medium-sized cities that are already growing. The group's Annalisa Dickman says that can have a negative effect.
It could deflate property values in the urban core by attracting development to the surrounding communities.
Dickman says part of the reason these districts are created so widely is because the state's TIF law is worded so loosely. A city does not have to prove that it's addressing urban blight so much as it has to prove that its TIF district will have some effect on private development. Dickman says this gives municipalities some flexibility.
But it also really changes the nature of what tax increment financing is about.
The study found these TIF districts are generally effective at increasing an area's property values. It also found economically stagnant cities like Milwaukee and Green Bay stand to benefit the most from using them more. Dickman says it could signal a need for tightening the state's TIF laws so that they focus more on development in blighted areas and in central cities. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.